else going on. I've been putting some antennas together for my HF radio. I got this FT-101, playing with that, seeing what I can do. I've got it on the receive side and stuff. There's nothing on there except 10 meter that I can use, but haven't got any signals on there I've heard yet. But that's because I really don't have a good antenna. I've just been experimenting to see if the thing does receive. Otherwise, yeah, I'm just rambling now. I love this new desk mic I got. I should have. Yeah, took me 3 years to finally get one. See? Procrastination. But good old James, he helped me out there. He had one, and I picked that up off of him and off of Jack's table, and I'm good to go. And I like the way the thing sits and works and does its thing. So everybody have a good day. Better tomorrow. You know that's my saying. Be safe out there, folks. W7DNG.
All right, that's super awesome. You're sorting out the bike situation, but I didn't catch it. I thought you had sort of a bigger road bike, then you have this dirt bike, too, I'm coming aware of. Do you still have that other bike? Something was up with that. Could you clarify that for me?
Yes, I had a gentleman that was interested in it. He gave me $500 extra for just holding on to it. He made his first payment last Monday, the 23rd of this month. He's paying the other half of it, and then the 9th of next month he's paying it off. I'm keeping it here at the house, nice and covered and cozy and on the trickle charger and all that good stuff. And he's a happy camper, I'm a happy camper, and like I say, if I would have had both bikes sold, I know dang well I'd be buying another bike within a month. I always have to have a motorcycle, period. I was debating on getting one of those e-bikes, but then I thought, nah, yeah, it's putting gas in the thing, but it only gets 110 miles to the gallon, so, and it's like a 2.5-3 gallon tank. Okay, that's your answer on that one. Thank you, buddy. Have a good day. W7DNG.
Oh, okay, that is right. I remember you had the other bike. Someone was buying it on installments, so to speak. Oh, and you would have been without a bike. Oh, that's interesting. I wouldn't have expected you to do that. So, yes, keeping one is probably a good thing. Drive safe on it. I've gone headfirst off of one of those things, so I always wear a helmet of some sort. You know what? You're totally right on the antenna situation. If you don't have the right antenna for your, receiver or transmitter for that matter, you're just not going to hear as much. I remember when I first got my 705, or I had some little mini radio, I just put a little 6-foot antenna on the end of it, and I could hear stuff, but it wasn't that great. But then when I finally put my antenna in the roof, the proper 40-meter, 20-meter jobber, suddenly everything sounds great. And a big old thick cable too, LMR 400, I stuck on there, and that definitely gave me a bump in signal strength getting down to my thing, so my units. So yeah, that's all important. So good luck on getting that antenna set up. And let's see here, no rabbits, very interesting, they're probably all hibernating or something, I don't know. And that's really great, you got something at the mic and key, I'm glad you're enjoying that. I have a headset, I just love having this headset. I need to make it so I can plug into my 705 as well. I have a different headset, a Heil, but I should do that. Anyway, so much to do, so little time. Anyway, great to hear from you, Gross, you have a good weekend. Next up is KG7ODB. It was good seeing you at the mic and key. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon, Kirk, and everyone on the net. Yeah, I was going to say it was great seeing you last week, but I think I already told you that when I checked into your net on Sunday. There have been so many nets. It's all a big blur, but yeah, it's always good to see you. It's good to hear your Grossy a minute ago because, his name is also Dean, but he goes by Grossy, so you have two Deans in a row. Just an interesting little factoid there. So earlier I heard John W7JSM check in, and I thought about when he checked in. I thought about how a couple days ago there was this big auction. For the So there's this guy named Jim Irsay who used to, he was the owner of the Indianapolis Colts, and he was a businessman, but he also had this guitar collection. And so he passed away a few years ago, and at, I think it was Christie's auction house, his guitar collection went on sale. And so the crown jewel was David Gilmour's black Fender Stratocaster. And I know John, W7JSM, is a big Pink Floyd fan. And I thought about, yeah, he would probably, you know, with all the guitars that John has been buying recently, you know, maybe he's the unnamed buyer who bought this guitar for $14.6 million. So really interesting because the guitar itself kind of evolved over time, like... Fender guitars, typically you can unscrew the neck and put another neck on. And all the hardware was changed. So normally guitars go for a lot of money if everything is intact. But being owned by David Gilmour from Pink Floyd, you know, that'll add something to it. But if money was tight, John could have also bought Jerry Garcia's guitar, nicknamed Tiger, for $11.6 million. So, yeah, there are some other things in there. There's a Kurt Cobain guitar for $6 million, and a John Lennon piano for $2.5 million, Ringo's drum set for $2.5 million. So, anyway, lots of good stuff. So, KG7ODB, back to net.
Okay, I wonder if some of those guitars are a little out of John's price range. Hi. At any rate, that's super awesome, all those goodies. I don't know if I'd... I don't know, I don't...